Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm day across Israel, with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Slightly cooler in Haifa, but still pleasant. Perfect weather for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the IDF has curbed an anti-tank threat, but Hezbollah drones pose a new danger in Lebanon. Earlier today, Lebanon stated that 8 were killed near Beirut, while Israel claims to have hit 40 Hezbollah targets. Also from the Jerusalem Post, pro-Iran hackers claim responsibility for a cyber attack on Spotify. Users experienced issues accessing the platform earlier this hour. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that Hezbollah launched its largest drone swarm attack on Israel's northern border this morning. Separately, Forward highlights a new Israeli report on sexual violence during the October 7 attacks. The report seeks to shift the debate from denial to accountability. And finally, JTA shares that Prime Minister Netanyahu, in a 60-minute interview, stated that the fight with Hezbollah should be seen as separate from the Iran war. Here's what people are saying online. Osin 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that NATO has invited Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, and the UAE to an upcoming summit. Iran-related security concerns are on the agenda. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a commentator, wrote just now that residents of South Lebanon are fleeing as conflict approaches Kfar Hatta, moving closer to the coastal city of Sidon. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, posted recently that the IDF exposed a massive Hezbollah tunnel network in Lebanon. This is reportedly where Hezbollah terrorists hide. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF developments in Lebanon. Ynet reports that while the IDF has tackled anti-tank threats, Hezbollah's use of explosive drones has become a significant concern. This follows the Litani raid and highlights the evolving nature of the conflict. The ongoing tensions pose a growing risk to border communities. Turning to the cyber attack on Spotify, the Jerusalem Post notes that pro-Iran hackers cited revenge for Khamenei's killing as the motive. This attack disrupted services for users earlier this evening. The incident underscores the rising threat of cyber warfare in geopolitical conflicts. Meanwhile, I-24 News covers the recent drone swarm attack by Hezbollah. This represents the largest such attack on Israel's northern border to date. The growing use of drone technology by militant groups continues to challenge Israeli defense strategies. In a related development, Forward reports on a new Israeli investigation into sexual violence during the October 7 attacks. This report aims to address previous denials and hold perpetrators accountable. The findings could impact international perspectives on the conflict. Finally, JTA notes Netanyahu's comments on 60 Minutes. He emphasized that the conflict with Hezbollah is distinct from the broader Iran war. This statement may influence diplomatic efforts and regional alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that HBX Group has acquired Israeli travel tech startup Bridgify. This deal could be worth hundreds of millions if performance targets are achieved. Separately, according to Globes, the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange has doubled its quarterly profit. This boost is attributed to the new trading schedule and increased local investment. And finally, Walla Business shares that Israel's deficit is down as state tax revenues surge. The Ministry of Finance reveals that the deficit for April 2026 is significantly lower than in previous months. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.